Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
All right, we bring you live music now on KX93.5. An artist from Los Angeles, Joe Livy, in studio to play a couple songs for us live. She's got a new EP out called Just For You that we'll talk about. Mark is on acoustic guitar. She's live on KX93.5 now.
Tears roll down my face now, where you used to place your lips. Boy, you're gonna miss my kiss, yeah. You said you'd be right back, babe, and here alone I wait. This is way more than later, yes. My hands already stained the way I'm feeling. You made your bed, now lonely you'll be sleeping. Oh, baby, I'm fed up, so tired, trying to keep my head up. I'm right, boy, you left me here to stay. Oh, you're gonna scream my name. Baby, I'm fed up, so tired, trying to keep my head up. I'm right, boy, you left me here to stay. So thanks for walking away. Ooh, yeah. I've given up on you, babe. You know it's just too late. I fall in love, just wait, This lonely house will greet you. No love, no more, no hate. Nothing but an empty plate, I'm taking back the love I gave so freely. No longer will my heart let you deceive me. Oh, baby, I'm fed up, so tired, trying to keep my head up. I'm right, boy, you left me here to wait. Oh, you're gonna scream my name. Baby, I'm fed up, so tired, trying to keep my head up. I'm right, boy, you left me here to stay. Oh, thanks for walking away. If we turn back time, would I still be so blind to the love I thought you'd given to me? Would it all be a lie? Same secrets rewind. Cause I wanna thank you for walking away. Oh baby, I'm fed up, so tired, trying to keep my head up. I'm right, boy, you left me here to stay. Oh, you're gonna scream my name. Baby, I'm fed up, so tired, trying to keep my head up. I'm right, boy, you left me here to stay. So thanks for walking away.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Thank you.
It's Joe Livy live on KX93.5, and she'll play one more acoustic song for us. Then we'll come back and learn more, maybe play a quick radio game as well. So, Joe, take it away. One more for us.
Thank you. We could break apart almost any day. Got my hand on my heart, you wanna play? Hand on my heart, house of cards on a windy day. Never save, never smart, we never stay. Get your hand off my heart. Can't blame me if you don't even try. We both lose the game, goodbye. Whoa, whoa. When you're playing games with me, you know that I love it. I love it, I love. You know I'm addicted to you, baby. I need it, I need it. Oh, 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 oh. I love it, I love. Oh, 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 oh. I need your care. Nothing less, nothing more than silly things. No, we're nothing more. Ceiling fans and losing sleep. Whoa. The sound of waves is on repeat. Like you and me, always on repeat. Can't blame me if you don't even try. We both lose the game, goodbye. Whoa, whoa. When you're playing games with me, you know that I love it. I love it, I love. You know I'm addicted to you, baby. I need it, I need it. Oh, 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 oh. I love it, I love. Oh, 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 oh. I need your. I dare you to tell the truth. And if you hide, I will seek you. I will see you. Whoa, whoa, oh. When you're playing games with me, you know that I love it. I love it. I love. You know I'm addicted to you, baby. I need it. I need it. Whoa, oh, oh. I love it. I love.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Joe Livy live on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Mark on acoustic guitar, beautiful sounding guitar over there, man. Thanks. Well done. So welcome, Joe. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Grab on that other microphone for us.
Told me that earlier.
Nice to have you in studio.
Thank you.
First of all, guys playing games with you,
yes.
Then writing a song about it. Really, it's something you like? You like when we do that?
I don't know if it's I'd like it. It's that it's you're kind of addicted to it. Addicted to it. You don't like it, but it's there.
Because we are going to play a game with you in a few minutes' time. You're aware of that. I thought that's where you were going with that.
No, not really.
No?
I was really curious. I'm like, as a man trying to woo a woman, you know, they always say, I don't want to play games. But Joe just completely squashed that. And
I
she
did.
Said, I want you to play games.
No, they do. Cool.
So now I'm utterly confused
I'm 50-year-old
again.
Old man. Yeah. I've been married a long time. I'm telling you.
You know how it is.
Women do want to play games. They just want to win them.
They do. But then once they win them, they want to lose them again.
Oh, it's I don't really care about any of that.
It's hard for us, Joe.
I don't care about any of that.
And now you've written a song that's completely confused the entire male race.
Exactly.
Except for me. I'm not confused at all. Not in the
but
least.
You're
confused.
Also married.
Play your games. Don't play games. Whatever. Has the dog been fed? Has the dog been out for a pee? These are the important things you have to worry
that's
about.
That's true. Right. Later in life, I'll realize that.
Well, not
that.
Even that. Think about now. You know, are you with somebody now? Have you got a boyfriend now, girlfriend,
no.
Something? No? No. Ah, okay. Never mind.
Well, I did. This whole album was basically about one person.
A breakup album.
Yes.
You know what? I could feel that it was heartfelt and it was real.
Thank you.
Do you know what I mean? It's people coming in and they sing songs and you think, they don't know what they're singing about.
But
yeah, I can feel these are real emotions for you.
Yes. I feel like that's really important, especially when you go to radio stations. They're always like, oh, what did you write this song about? And what if I didn't write it? I was like, oh, you know, I didn't write it. But it's like, I had to write this album. It's like bleeding all over the place with this one.
Was it? Oh, well, you know what? It's a great thing to do. Well,
it is.
And it's a famous thing to do.
Learn from Adele, you know.
She won a few Grammys
Adele.
For that.
She did.
Yeah. Or Amy Winehouse, famously.
Oh, yes.
You know, that was one of the greatest albums of the last, I don't know how many years. And you know,
loving.
She had to go through a lot of. In fact, she had to die.
Yes.
So that we can live. Is that all right to say?
I don't
Is it
know.
Too soon.
I just don't know. So, what was it cathartic for you? Did it help you move on, or?
It was weird because by the time the album came out, it already had been like 6 months. So now I still feel the songs. One of my other songs, Don't Matter, it's like super hard for me to sing. But now I'm just like.
Yeah.
You know, I love when people can take from my music and be like, gosh, I've been through that. I felt that.
Yeah.
I'm going through that right now. Thank you. You know, so.
If you don't mind me asking, did the mentioned person hear the album?
Yes, he did. He actually read one of the.
All right. So tell me, how did you feel when you. Because you might think that singing those songs and that person hearing how you really felt in those moments, those darkest moments. And also those moments when you felt free and all that stuff that you know that you go through when you have a breakup. that might be get some pleasure out of, like, some sort of weird pleasure.
Oh, he definitely was like, wow, like, you wrote a whole album about me.
Oh, cool. My God, this guy's a douche.
But until he read, I did a blog thing, and he went and read it, and he was like, said a bunch of SHIT to me, and I was like, thanks. He was pissed then.
Right, but he's probably thinking, there's no such thing as bad publicity. This is all right.
Yeah,
other girls are going to think I'm cool and tough and hard and mean and cruel and all that stuff. Find the right kind of woman who he can beat on. You know.
Sure.
You knew you had to know he would hear it when you wrote it, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Every song that I've ever written has been about someone or something or something that's happened. Obviously, that's most people. But, yeah, no, I didn't really give a...
Yep.
Yeah, you didn't care.
I didn't care at all.
Right.
That's another way to say
Do you get a feeling of like, do you feel a bit guilty, or are you happy when he hears these songs that call him all, you know, that basically they don't show him in the best light?
No, and in the beginning he was like, oh, you know, I made you feel all these things. And then once, you know, it started being blogged about and being talked about, he did, like, probably right now, he's probably like, what's that?
So the lesson is behave yourself, especially when you're dating a songwriter.
Yeah, exactly. Don't do that.
You know what I mean? You're hurting people.
It's like the only time I can write, though. When I'm like happy,
it's difficult to write happy songs. Yeah, it's absolutely true.
Well,
that's absolutely true.
We're a big fan of the new EP. It's called Just For You, out as of a couple weeks ago. Again, Joe Livy in studio. Now, you're Hawaiian, right?
I am.
And you ended up over here, for the music career?
Yeah, born and raised in Hawaii. My mom's Hawaiian. And then I went to Colorado State University, and then I graduated and moved to LA.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And I read in the notes that you're an avid golfer.
I recently have been in the last year and a half, yes.
Okay. See, I've played a lot recently, but I just decided I'm quitting on Friday.
Yeah, it goes like this.
Do you think
in waves.
You think I'll go back then?
I think you'll go back.
Is there a 12-step group for people like you?
I need it. I'm you know so mean? Done.
I realized
how long
I was powerless over golf.
I've been playing off and on for a while, but recently, for the past year, I've been really playing.
Yeah.
And just Friday, I was like, why am I putting myself through this misery?
It's very, you know? It's an in-your-head game. It's torture. Mm.
There's a tournament today in Laguna Beach.
Oh, there is?
I need a partner.
Perfect, let's go.
All right. Good.
Yeah, you see what it's like?
Just bring the Bud Light, I'm good.
You just got out of rehab, and you're like 2 minutes later, you want to go? Yeah, let's go. I'm bored. Yeah, me too.
We'd like to play a quick game with you. Can we do that?
Let's do it.
Let me press this button. It'll introduce what it is. All right, this is called Indie Band Or, okay?
Oh, gosh.
So we're going to name something. And you have to decide if it's an indie band or something else totally random.
Okay.
Today's category is indie band or deodorant smell. Okay?
Okay.
So we're going to name something you have to play against Jason to decide whether it's an indie band or a deodorant smell.
Okay.
Okay?
You know, they name them weird things.
There's
so,
no skill in this game.
Got it. Right, okay, as long as there's no skill.
All right. So then you'll be good
we're
to go.
Good.
All right, so here's the first one. Is this an indie band or a deodorant smell? Harmony.
Deodorant?
Joe?
Yeah,
Jason?
That's not an indie band name. Harmony.
Could be.
No, it's not.
All right, you start with an easy one. You're both right. It's a deodorant.
It's a boy band name or a, you know.
Is this an indie band or a deodorant smell? Wolf Thorn Wild.
Indie band.
Wolf Thorn Wild.
Wait, do I have to say it before you? Is that how
whatever.
I win?
It doesn't matter. You went for what did you go for?
She I went first, band. So I went.
Yeah, but what did you go for?
Indie band.
Indie band. All right, so I'll go for deodorant whiff.
No, it was a deodorant smell. Sorry, Joe.
What is it? Yeah. Wolf?
Wolf Thorn Wild.
By who?
Wolf.
Dior. I don't know.
Wolf Thorn Wild.
All right.
Wow, what does that
That's
smell
cute.
Of? Dog.
Indie band or deodorant smell?
Yeah.
Fox Crest.
Well, there's a Jason? Theme developing here. Wolves. Fox Crest.
Yeah. Deodorant.
Yes, indie band.
No, indie band. I meant to say that.
I'm
sure.
Know.
Final answer?
Indie band.
It's a deodorant smell.
Oh,
father.
Deodorant
this
smell.
This is a good one.
Sorry.
We've never done this before.
All right. Indie band or deodorant smell? Moscow Olympics.
I feel like that has to be a indie band.
Moscow Olympics. I don't know. It could
the
be
smell
a,
of could Moscow be a, Olympics.
This could
everyone.
Be a sport smell.
That's not a good smell, is it?
Uh-uh.
Ukrainian weightlifter.
All right, so what do you think, Joe?
I'm going to go with indie band.
Indie band, Jason?
Come yeah, on. It's an indie band, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, you're right, of course. Of course, it's an indie Where? Band. All right, how about this? Indie band or deodorant smell? Gentleman Reg.
Ooh.
Gentleman Reg.
I'm going to go with indie band because, I mean, it sounds like it should be a deodorant.
Are you reverse psychology yes, me right
gentleman,
now?
Right. It's going to be like regular gentleman smell,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you know what gentleman's relish is?
No.
You don't want to know.
I don't think I want to know.
No. Gentleman reg. Got to be an indie band.
It is an indie band.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, one more. Winners. Indie band or deodorant smell? Black chill. Black chill.
Deodorant.
Yeah.
Yeah?
yeah.
You say?
Yeah, I say it's a deodorant. Smell.
Deodorant, you're both right. All right, yeah. Joe wins.
Woo!
Good job, Joe.
Yeah. I win. Well I mean, I was going to win anyway.
Like you said, they want to they want to play the games.
I'm not surprised that guy ditched you.
Joe
Thank
Levy,
you.
pleasure to have you live
Thank
in studio.
Thank you so much,
morning.
You guys, for having me. It's
Absolutely.
A pleasure for me.
Real quick, website, social media, where do you want people to go to find more
about Joe Levy Music on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. But you have to put Joe Levy Music, J-O-L-I-V-I, Music.
Excellent. And lots of stuff coming up.
Yes.
Pride festivals.
Yes.
Glad to see you supporting anti-discrimination laws.
Of course.
And all that stuff.
Always.
Long Beach Pride.
And Boston Pride. Pride.
Yeah. But Long Beach is close by, so that's cool for people to go to. And that's one of the biggest Pride festivals in the country. So.
Yeah. It's,
brilliant.
It's going to be great. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Joe, thank you very much. Mark, well done. Thanks, man. Take care. It's KX93.5.